Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Now, I believe I've got Frida from Radioactive on the line. Morena.
Morena.
Hey.
It is the time of the day. Potawatomi Pals. Kia ora. Hello.
Hey, Frida. Oh, it's so how nice are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm real good, real good. Looking forward to hearing all about what's happening down in Te Whanganui a Tara. I know that you guys are fully in the swing of Loomis and so much exciting stuff on.
Absolutely. It is a pretty crazy time at the moment. Sickness is plaguing us all at the moment, unfortunately, but it's okay because spirits stay high. There's lots to keep us warm, lots to keep us active, which is great in these winter months. Loomis is totally, totally a big puller for us all down here in Te Whanganui Aotearoa. They've got heaps of stuff going on. They started last week with Kate Le Bon performing at Miao Nui, I believe. Our wonderful producer Em went along to that, and it sounded like an amazing show. They also had American group from New York City, Chanel Beads, earlier this week. And then this weekend, they've got Lydia Lynch with special guests, including Bird Party, which, if you don't know, is the group that our wonderful producer Emma is a part of.
I love Bird Party.
Bird Party are awesome. Absolutely.
I'm such a Bird Party fan.
Every time they play, I'm just like, yes. Awesome. So it's so cool that they are opening for Lydia Lynch, who's an American artist. That's going down this weekend. Also, Wellington band Dropper is opening for These New South Wales, all part of Loomis Festival. It's going for the next 2 weeks. It's definitely keeping those winter blues at bay.
Hell yeah. Sounds like an awesome time.
It's pretty good. It's hectic, but it's fun. Tell me about Tamaki Makaurau. How are things going up your ways right now?
Yeah, pretty awesomely. Also a bit plagued by sickness. My poor co-host Millie is at home resting up, but I'm here. And far out, the lineup of gigs that are on at the moment, like, I've just had to accept that I can't make it to everything, but I can try my darndest. So some of the highlights for me so far over the last couple of weeks, of course, we've got Strange Universe Winter Edition, which is sort of almost like running in parallel to Loomis Festival in Wellington, but we also had Kate Le Bon playing up here, and I went to that, and that was amazing. Reggae Got Soul was an awesome gig that took over all of Whammy, Double Whammy, and Public Bar. We had Romy Wrights up from Pōneke, who is, you know, always amazing. So I did a double header night where I sort of ran between venues for that one, and that was hectic. This week I went to Saul Williams and Carlos Nino at the Tuning Fork, and that was amazing. They played in Wellington as well, I think, right?
Yeah, they did. We had Don Lucido from the Amplifier Show go along to that, and it sounded amazing. I watched his live set earlier, like the week prior, as we were going to interview him, and like, oh, I wish I had gone to that, but I was unavailable that night. But I'm glad to hear that you went and you had a good time.
Yeah, it was amazing. It fully like broke me apart and then put me back together again, I think. And now I'm ready for the revolution. it was awesome. And the next couple of weeks are just as stacked with gigs. Tonight, The Circling Sun are playing at Pitt Street Methodist Church. We've got May Simones, Kelly Moran, Acid Mother's Temple, Stereo Lab, The Veils over the next sort of month, and as well as a whole bunch of amazing local gigs as well. So we're jam-packed with things to do, as well as, you may have heard, moving our entire radio station.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, what's the timeline for that? Big news from the BFM crew with that one.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's Karangahape Road is definitely our spiritual home ground, so it's really cool to be feeling as though we're going to be more in the center of everything that's going on and serving the same communities, you know, because it's just up the road. But we have to be in there by July 31st, which is quite soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like just over a month to like move an entire office. Wow.
Yeah, but we've got Rick Breeze is our tech wizard, and he's incredible and very excited about moving the radio. So that makes me feel hopeful. And we've got lots of amazing listeners who are donating to our Give a Little and getting B cards and doing what they can to support us. So, it feels as though the community is behind us.
Oh, awesome. Well, that is so exciting, and like huge props to all of you guys for that one. And I can't wait to come visit when you guys are up in the Karangahape office.
Yeah.
Or studio.
Definitely,
or
definitely, I guess, come for a visit.
Whatever you... It's so exciting. That is so cool. Shall we hop into these songs that we've picked?
Yeah, tell me about this ART one that you've chosen for us.
So we have picked ART, I Wish It Would, for our Parakuahi Power song this morning. We actually chatted to these girls yesterday on the show, and they're a Pacifica R&B group that started like 13 years ago. I thought they had a hilarious origin story. One of the girls, also called Rosetta, I think, she held auditions in intermediate for this like girl group and recruited these other two girls, T for T-Rex and I'm gonna blank on the third girl's name, which I'll come back to. But they are like just killing it at the moment. They're releasing a new song on the first Thursday of every month, which is a huge, huge undertaking, but is really, really cool. And it's pushing them, and they're just kind of hustling at the moment. They've been on the rise for like a long time. They've been going at it for ages, really just like pumping out awesome mahi. But this new project is something that they've never done before. And by the end of this year, they'll have a full body of work and a big album of 12 awesome songs. So this one was their kind of like first proper release into that R&B space, and they were super excited about it. So thought I would bring it to share with our Auckland whānau.
Awesome.
Yeah, the love, yeah.
I can't wait to have a listen. Cool. I've chosen the latest single from Carnivorous Plant Society for you to listen to. It's called Busy Garden. And I just think these guys always make the most perfect sort of jazzy, like almost a little bit exotica sort of vibe for a morning listen. And I think they've got an EP on Ways sort of end of June, so good to keep an eye out for them. But it's a star-studded band, Cass Basil on bass, Finn Scholes, as well as Alistair Deverick on drums. And if you ever get the chance to see these guys live, they're crazy. There may or may not be a tuba, which I just think is always a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So excited for you guys to listen to Busy Garden. And so cool to hear about all of the exciting stuff happening down in Pōneke at the moment.
Hi, likewise for you guys up in Tāmaki Makaurau. Best of luck for this move. I look forward to kind of to chatting to you about it more, like, later down the line.
Kia ora. Thank you, Frida. So lovely to chat. Have an awesome weekend, eh?
Hi, you also. All right, we'll play it out with these tracks.
Ka kite.
I should be happy on this perfect day, whispering I love you, I do, with tears rolling down my face. I should be ready to start this new life with you. I need you to hold me, show me and tell me you love me too. Can you say I love you to someone new? I wish it would rain to hide the tears on my face, to wash away all my pain. what he made to me. But I shouldn't be here. But memories, they won't let me leave. No, everyone says that I'm crazy for feeling this way, but they don't know the pain of watching you say I love you to someone.